Listen, folks, we've got a new page. It's a Patreon page. So you go to patreon.com/goodnightshow. And that's night spelled N-I-T-E. On this Patreon page, you can pledge $1 a month and get an additional weekly podcast in which I, Landon Lamigan, go it alone and I speak to you for a short period of time so you can hear more of me and just me for that period of time. And that is $1. And that is Patreon, patreon.com/goodnightshow.
I'm under constant surveillance. I've had hundreds of thousands of fireworks shot at me in the swamp.
I don't know if he's saying I don't care. If he's saying that, I don't know if he's saying he doesn't care about people dying. He says I don't care. He says, alright, Diesel, but can you blast the Cusco? I can't even think with all his chatting. He's chatting too much. Diesel, blast the Cusco. I can't even hear myself think. Okay, well, I'll keep talking over his talking. I know what this song's about. If you guys have heard this song, it's called Listen to the Sirens. And it's about the fella singing, Gary Numan. He had some sirens wailing for him the other day. On Monday, he had a show here in Cleveland, Ohio, Gary Numan. And he has a song called Listen to the Sirens. And you know why he wants you to listen to the sirens? Because he ran over a 91-year-old man in his tour bus and killed him. And I know he doesn't care. And I don't care either, folks, because what I'm getting at is my unique perspective on death. I don't care. I don't even know, think it means anything. I don't want to die. But I don't care about people dying. And I've never killed anybody, I don't think. Not on purpose. But I don't care if I did. But folks, you gotta understand, this was a musician who plays very unique music, and he has a lot of fans, and he just showed up in our city and plowed in the first poor soul that came along. 91 years old, this man was killed. He was just plastered against the front of a tour bus like he was a puddle of blood. Folks, listen to me. What? I think that was my conscience speaking, telling me, yeah, hey, tone it down, bucko, you're talking about death too lightly. Guess what?
Lamigan?
Yes?
We have a phone call coming in, and you know our policy, so...
Yeah, we gotta cut off everything in order to take the phone call. Okay. Okay, is this phone call? Is you're on the air.
Hey, well, my name's Daniel Bowden. I'm what's called a targeted individual.
Oh, hey, you okay, so you called right on time, so we were going to get to Daniel later on in the show, but we were actually very excited because today we have, on the show, we have what is referred to as a targeted individual. Folks, this is an issue that I was going to preface a little better later, but essentially what we have going on here in this country, in this world, is a concept called gang stalking. Now, Daniel, thank you so much for calling in. What do you got for us? Could you lay this out, please?
Well, gang stalking is coordinated harassment. I'm not the best speaker in the world.
You don't have to be. I'm not.
Okay. But I live back in the woods. A good thing I was a carpenter and a stonemason and a tree trimmer and stuff. I built myself a pretty nice log cabin, but what they do is they'll coordinate terrorism and harassment with the whole community. It's organized through the police stations, and there's not anything you can do. They do noise campaigns. If you move into town, they'll pound on your walls upstairs, downstairs, beside you if you're in an apartment. They'll follow you around with carloads of dogs barking. They'll set their car alarms off, beeping. I mean, this is like, they will literally stir up a whole town against someone. Like, I'm a Nazarite priest. And so And I studied herbs my whole life, and I'm an herbal practitioner. And so I kind of go against the big pill corporations. And okay, here's an example of why they don't like my preaching. So I'm basically banned from the churches because they don't like my preaching. Okay, taking the Lord's name in vain. I won't preach no more, but let me point this out. Everybody thinks that's cussing. So if you get a Hebrew dictionary, a Strong's Concordance, and look the word up, 7722. It's the same as the word 7723. Vain, vanity. Lying, liar. Lying about the Bible is taking the Lord's name in vain. And from there down the line, America's been deceived, like from the media and everything else. You can't go and file a police report and get anywhere. I mean, and so it's organized, coordinated harassment. In every level and every form. I've had 61 broken bones without a doctor. I've had to heal myself. I've been burned alive in my house 5 times. I mean, I made the newspaper, and they caught the people with a gun on a seat between them, covered with blood.
Are these the police that are doing this, the local police?
It's coordinated through the police, but the FBI and the CIA, it's one of their main games. While they take over America and undermine America in the world, they keep people like me's mouth shut by, it's called gang stalking.
And I'm so glad you're on the show talking about this, because I feel like there's something like that going on with me sometimes. It's like, I don't speak very much truth. I don't speak out about very important things, but I'm a real person. And I feel like they don't like those.
But if you're an honest person at heart, it's a crime anymore. And gang stalk is very subtle. They'll do all kinds of little things to annoy you. They actually watch you through a satellite, and they have this stuff called virtual reality. They can watch you in your house, but somehow they're all hooked together on the internet.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why I stay away from those things.
You get to work with compensation so you can't get a job. I mean, it's insane what they can do. But they have these things called directed energy weapons. They work on invisible signals, like cell phone signals, microwaves, and sound, and lasers. They can simulate any disease. I mean, they could even make you freak out. And I'm just saying, it is hard to get proof.
And I'm very sorry to hear about all of this to you.
They'll try to make you think that you're crazy and try to push you over the edge. And then if you go to the hospital or somewhere to try to get help, they'll try to 302 you and stick you in a nut house. And so if you think the strange stuff is happening and you think it's happening to you, it probably is. If you're a decent person, you know what? And I'm a Nazarite priest, and I don't like to call myself a Christian because most of these churches, I don't want to be one of their Christians. But any religion in the world, if you're a decent person and you do that what's right, you'll be going to heaven too. You don't have to be a Christian if you're a decent person. And there seems to be a war against decent people. I mean, there is no war with the black man and the white man. There is no war with the Muslims and the white people. All this is just like the ACLU. I called them while they were torturing me. They torture me 24 hours a day with directed energy weapons. They can torture you in the sciatic nerve so you can't walk. All muscles pull. All they got to do is trigger one muscle to pull and pull one side of your vertebrae open and the other side tight shut. And as soon as you move, your whole back's locked up. And you'll think you threw your back out.
Daniel, they take one muscle, they pull it like a thread in a ball of yarn, and they pull that muscle, and it gets all the other muscles, and it pulls it like a big ball of yarn, and it kills, and it happens to me. Daniel, I'm going to be quite honest with you and say that I am, in every aspect of the word, I am a sinner, with a capital S. We are all sinners, but I'm like a next level sinner. I've done things that you would laugh because you're uncomfortable hearing what I've done. But Daniel, the truth is, I would never.
Listen here. Let me tell you this here. In the Bible, Paul wrote half the New Testament. His job was killing Christians. And so sometimes the Lord will give you experience to deal with life. And so just because you consider yourself a sinner, if you treat women and kids decent, if you treat animals decent, if you believe in doing good even though you can't, if you're willing to admit that you're a sinner, you're probably a half-decent person.
Okay, maybe half decent, and I really appreciate your words. It's good to hear that. But the thing is, I'm wondering if they seek sinners because they think that sinners are almost too real of human beings. Because I feel like what their goal here is to create a perfect utopian society of a certain way of life. That just does not apply to my freewheeling ways. Now, Daniel, what do you think their end goal is? It's just silence and silence, but do you think they're trying to stop people from having some freewheeling fun?
I think you condemn yourself too much because by you condemning yourself and admitting you're a sinner, you wish you could do better. And that's all the Lord expects. It says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, of course, you're going to be a sinner. Nobody's perfect. And if you're like me, you probably learn from your mistakes.
Well, a little bit here and there. And I think that I think my mistakes are causing a lot of problems for the CIA. But to be honest, I think a lot of my mistakes are criminal. And I think that's why they go after me, but they don't have anything on me. And I think they come after me because they want those things to happen. But can you talk a little bit more about, so they burned you alive, and is that to rile you up, or was it an attempted assassination, if you don't mind me asking?
At the time, I lived in the woods a long time. I mean, I was married, and I got in a feud. I lived between the church and the chief of police, and I bought a house I had for 15 years, and I put 50 grand in it. I bought it for $3,700. The church wanted my house for a parking lot, and they destroyed my life. And whenever my daughter moved to Philadelphia, she spent the first 15 years of her life in that house, and it broke up my family. And my wife moved to Philadelphia, and finally, my daughter couldn't take her crying, and so she moved down to Philly to be with her mom. And it broke my heart, and I moved into the woods. And they have
God bless you. God bless you. And good for you.
They hunted me like an animal. I mean, I live in Somerset, Pennsylvania. This is where Flight 93 was shot down.
Good. Yeah, and good for you.
So I make walking sticks with Bible verses on, and I give them out. Over 13,000 of them I give out at Seven Springs and Ski Resort and Hidden Valley and stuff. And I'm a very well-liked person.
Good for you. God bless you. That's wonderful.
But you know what? I've screwed up as much as you have.
Yeah.
I'm not always the nicest guy around.
Me neither. Actually, I'm pretty friendly, but I do some stuff that is just absolutely, why did I do that? Okay, go on.
But you know what? Just the fact that you realize that you screw up and wish you could do better, that makes you a decent person.
Well, thank you.
But it screws up.
Half decent. Remember, half decent.
Well, you know what? We all have stuff that we're not proud of. But let me tell you this. When you ask the Lord to forgive you, you hear me burping?
Yeah.
I'm burping the contents of my stomach right now with an Elf microwave. I'm under constant surveillance. I've had hundreds of thousands of fireworks shot at me in the swamp from Governor Steve Bearshaw of Kentucky. From our
no
own
way.
Governor.
Hey, we got a governor out here, too.
I've had thousands of rifle shots and pistol shots shot at me. I've had hundreds of times I've had Apache helicopters over top my shack terrifying me. And I pray for the Lord to superheat the bearings in our tail rotors every time. I've actually...
They'll get them one day. God damn it, they'll get them one day.
I've sent the FBI hundreds of letters for what I'm praying for. And I send letters to the courthouse. I send letters to the state police, to the local police. I give different copies to substantial people around town, and I send them letters what I'm praying for if I'm innocent. And a lot of bad stuff happens. And then my point is, the Lord knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And they don't like me very good because I won't lay down and die.
You're a survivor.
Most of these churches are into molesting the kids and selling drugs, and they're some of the most biggest criminal organizations around. Organized religion, fake religion. I'm not talking about the good people.
No, no. And sir, you mentioned Flight 93, and I want to mention I actually had a very personal experience with Flight 93, and I have in one of my claims, and nobody believes this when I say this, but I am the sole survivor of Flight 93. I walked away from that flight, and no one will take my word for it. I walked right out of the field, right from the flames. I remember very little from the impact, but I was
the sole survivor.
That is amazing. You know what? I made 21 walking sticks with Bible verses on as a symbolic 21-gun salute and delivered them to the crash site.
And I'm number 22, if you don't mind me saying.
Are you really?
I am.
So what is your name, my friend?
My name is Landon Lamigan. And you need to remember that, because I have a feeling we're going to be meeting, and or at least speaking with each other again. That is Landon Lamigan.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can have my phone number. Most of the time, I keep my phone turned off because so many people call me, but you're welcome to call me anytime and invite me on your show. Or
thank you so much, sir. That would be absolutely wonderful. Do you have that number ready now?
Yeah. Area, you have a pen?
Oh, yeah. Blue pen.
Area 814.
Sir, we will be speaking again very soon. Okay. And I have to let you go tonight because you got to move on to some other topics. But I just,
hey,
folks,
I appreciate your time.
Do you have any last message you want to send out there? Like, what can we? Is there anything we can do to help you or people who are in your similar situation?
You know what? I always say them big billboards where they advertise. They're starting to put them up around the world for electronic harassment. It gives credibility to us, but anyhow, if you can't get a hold of me, you text me, and then I'll make sure I turn my phone on.
Yes, sir. And we will do what we can. And I don't know what I can do.
Try to stay strong. Committing suicide is not the answer.
I agree, sir. You're absolutely right. And I just want to say that I will do. I do things that are unconventional. I do things that are beneath the notice of the law, and I will do what it takes to help you if and when I can. So you call me too. You have my number.
And well, I thank you for your time, and I pray the Lord watches over you and blesses you.
God bless you too. And sir, remember my name, Landon Lamigan.
Landon Lamigan.
And sir, it has been wonderful talking to you. You have a wonderful night.
What the hell, Lamigan? That was right off the top of the show. I couldn't say anything.
You would have freaked
out. There's some interviews that I just can't participate.
Your voice is too much for some people. Let's start the show, because I got to go take a wink. Diesel?
Yes, Lamigan?
Am I gonna get gang-stalked?
Well, it sounds likely, and that's just because of what that man that just called said, because, well, you're a very sinful person, but I don't think you want to be, I don't know, Lamigan, I don't...
Well, I want to be so I can hunt him down, I can pick him off, like... chickens in a row.
Well, I guess that would be one thing you could do, so it's like mostly I don't care.
No, you see those Apache helicopters, they start circling my house, it'll be like going down to the bowling alley, you'd be like, strike! I'd whack those Apaches with my BB gun.
Maybe Apaches?
Apache helicopters. Yeah, they crashed my backyard, and I'd use them to make a new helicopter. And then I'd go, and I'd get right to the... Oh, hey, yeah. No, I get it. We'll stop there. We'll see what happens.
It's all hypothetical.
We'll see what they do. So anyway,
what would they do anyway? Nothing.
It's what seems like they try to kill me, like they killed Daniel. And I don't know if you heard him. He said he got burned alive 3 times.
And he got fireworks shot at him in the swamp. That was hard for me not to butt in.
I really wanted to... I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's sad. I'm laughing because it's sad. And I want to ask him... I should have asked him how many times he's actually died and come back to life. Because some people are immortal. So I think he is immortal. But anyway, I wanted to say it was interesting that the more I said I was sinful and wrong, the more he made me feel better about the person I was.
He had that interesting effect.
Do you hear the music swelling as I say that?
What? Say what?
I am a sinful, bad person, but that's okay. And I'm going to keep being myself, and I'm going to do all my dirty deeds just like I've always done them, thanks to Daniel's phone call. Okay. Can we lighten things up, please?
Sure, yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, you never called me that. So, I just wanted to say something before we move on here, but quickly about the news. Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick, the
what
Supreme
Court... What do we have to talk about Colin Kaepernick?
No, Kaepernick, the Supreme Court judge. So, anyway... That's all I wanted to say. But I wanted to, lighten things up because I have a special friend in here in the studio today. And ladies and gentlemen, his name is Lee. L-E-E, Lee. And he's an old friend. And he has something that I very much want. Say hello, Lee.
Hey, how's it going? It's great to be on the show.
Yeah, it's good to hear. It's good to have you right here in the studio.
Her name again, is it a physical feature that you really want that he has that you don't?
Oh, like part of his body?
Yes, and I would like to remind everybody we are going more in a Howard Stern direction, more so than a Rush Limbaugh direction, so a little less politics, a little more sex.
Okay, so you want...
So you want something that he has.
I want his ass, his hands, and his toes. His toes.
Oh, I was thinking something else between his legs.
His balls. So I want your balls, ass, toes, and hands. But
just like Howard Stern. This is exactly like Howard Stern. The number's 216. The worries, this is the Good Night Show with Diesel and Landon Lambigan.
What I want 216,
the worries, when someone calls in and we're talking, we stop talking and take the phone call. Just know that when you call, we will stop talking and answer your phone call.
Well, so Lee, you know what I want. The ticket.
It's not gonna happen.
You gotta do it. Okay.
More tickets.
So Lee's got some
tickets. Lambigan, I know you well, and I know that you don't give a damn about going anywhere.
Well, these are season tickets to the Browns. Have you seen what the Browns games are like lately? Well,
Landon, you're the kind of guy that's always gone to a Browns game from, like, the black rope that you come and dangle down.
Oh, I come down from the black rope? Well, not anymore. Now I want to come in.
Stop.
I had a question for Lee.
Oh, you got a question for Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, shoot.
Anything. Let's hear it. Hello?
Hey, Lee.
Yes?
What makes your ball so desirable?
Genetics. What makes your ball so desirable?
Look at the details. You gotta get detailed. Come on.
Wait, hang on. He asked the man a question. What makes your balls?
Yeah.
So desirable.
Nothing, right? Can we move on?
All right.
Hey. Yeah, just hang up. Come on.
Lee. Lee.
Just not...
The guy's calling and asking about your balls. You gotta answer.
Give him something. Talk about the veins and the...
The skin? The loose skin?
Genetics.
Genetics. I don't even know what Italian, that means.
Italian. Big, strong, healthy.
Okay, well, they and I are getting somewhere, so now we know that they're big.
Not hairy.
Bald.
Not bald.
Fuzzy?
There's a good middle ground that is very much so, like...
Desirable.
Velvet. Desirable. Velvet.
Velveteen. Kind
of. Velveteen. Is the caller still on the air?
No,
we hung up on them.
They were hurt.
Because they didn't answer my question after I answered theirs.
They were caught off guard. But yeah, you got those velveteen balls, and I want them. And I just want to say... Now, anyway, Lee... Come on, fork over the season passes.
All right, well, I invited you last year. No interest.
Well, you know why it's different this year?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield. Is that how you say it?
Baker freaking Mayfield, and I don't even have to stutter.
You can't pick and choose.
Well, I know.
You can choose, but you can't pick.
I'm a fair weather fan. And I want those tickets because I go where trouble is. And that game looks like it was full of trouble.
If you weren't all in before, you can't be now.
Please? If I say please?
So this is it. You're just going to beg for season tickets for the Browns.
Wait a second.
From this guy Lee, who doesn't want to give them up or is not even entertaining the idea.
Lee, I'm not even concerned.
Lee, when you walked in the studio, your hair was blonde. Now it's black. Can you please explain yourself?
Just explain that. That was weird.
Yeah, because folks, listen. Listen to me very clearly. When Lee walked into the studio, he had blonde hair. Now I'm sitting here looking at him, and his hair is jet black. Lee, what happened?
Especially on the air. I'm a shapeshifter. It's
okay.
Okay.
I can't say I don't believe it because I've seen so much crap on this show. But
can I see what you look like with lipstick?
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Wow!
Oh my god!
I know. Hot.
Well, you just changed your whole appearance because you look like Pam Anderson.
Whoa, I swear. Did he just boob?
Yeah, he's got boobs too. I thought you were just going to do lipstick, but now you got boobs. You look like Pam Anderson. Hello. Hello, Mitsubishi.
You want to see Johnny Football?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Oh,
my God.
Johnny Manziel.
Bye-bye, Pam Anderson. Hello, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football. This is great.
Bye-bye, Johnny. Hello, Pamela. She's back.
She switches back and forth. He's switching so fast.
Listeners, if you can see him right now, he is switching back and forth between Johnny Manziel and Pamela Anderson.
He's flickering. It's about to give me a seizure.
It's like a strobe light between Pam Anderson and Johnny Manziel. It's unbelievable, folks. And I really am getting heartburn from this.
It's like you're hot, you're cool, you're hot, you're cool, you're hot, you're cool, you're hot, you're cool.
Lamigan,
I admire you. I think you're hot. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Lee, please. Lee, stop.
Okay, now he's George Bush.
Now he's George Bush.
You get one last shape out of me.
Okay, we'll save it. Can you stay like George Bush for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, we're in the studio with someone who looks like George Bush but talks like Lee.
Can you give the phone number, Lamigan? Last time I did it, somebody called in and Lee repelled them. The phone number.
The phone number is... 216. He is here. Yeah, or he's.
216 is here. Yeah, or he's. Yes.
Well, you done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks.
All right, Carla, you are on the air. Welcome to the Good Night Show with Little Diesel and Landon Lamigan. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Evan.
Evan, hi! What do you want?
Hi, I want to know what you guys think about the alien invasion that's going to happen.
You got to be more specific than that, because I got aliens invading every single night with bed bugs. Bed bug aliens.
Oh, no, you got to get rid of those bed bugs.
Oh, we have like three phone calls coming in. Oh,
we have another phone call here. Okay, so
bed bugs are the number one priority to get rid of.
Are bed bugs aliens? I'm right when I say they're aliens, right? Wait, we've got
aliens. Are lobsters aliens?
Yes, yes, yes. Lobsters are aliens. Wait, slow down. We got a lot of callers. There's a lot of people going in here. Let's do one at a time because I'm hearing myself. I'm hearing some other people. So my name is Landon Lamigan. I've got Lee and Diesel and Lee and Diesel. Say hi.
Hello.
And so who do we have on the air?
So this is like a multiple way call.
This is a multiple way call.
It's exactly. it's like a chat room for to catch a predator.
This is like a radio orgy.
It's more like to catch a predator.
No, this is very much a Howard Stern type show now. So it is a radio orgy, and you guys are all welcome. The lights are off, and I've got the blankets.
Oh, hello. Am I on too?
Oh my goodness. Hey,
I have three people on. Okay, so who's the first person that called?
Evan. Evan's the only one who introduced himself, Evan. And I hear a woman and another man.
Okay, who's the woman?
That would probably be me, I guess.
I think so. And thanks for calling. We could use another gender.
Oh, yeah, you always get nervous around women, but I don't. Because I
cannot talk to women.
Another janitor?
He said gender.
Gender.
He's got a very...
What? Janitor these days.
Who needs to clean what up?
Who needs to clean me up? I'm filthy.
Okay, who's the last guy that hopped on the air?
Hello, my name is Robert.
Robert, what's your story? And how long do you last in bed?
I can last a long time.
Well, not too long, I hope.
Question.
Okay, go ahead.
I just tuned in, and I'm curious, for Lee, when you are shape-shifting, do your balls stay big and velveteen?
That's a good question.
Wait, I have another question.
Hold on, wait, so I want to know
what his balls are.
Right, let's just do
my,
one
minute. Well, he said as much. That
my balls
velveteen.
Are balls.
Oh,
and
that already was documented.
Yeah. It was very...
He started changing into Pam Anderson and George Bush and Johnny Football.
At the same time?
Like, do the balls stay the same every time he changes?
The balls are...
Right. Okay, I think that's a great question.
Are the balls constant?
Constant, eternal.
So when I'm looking at Pam Anderson sweating, looking at me, saying, hello, Mitsubishi.
Don't take off those pants.
Okay, you got those velveteen balls.
You know what? You do whatever you want, because whatever puts the cream in your Twinkies is what I say.
I don't know. You don't know where that cream is coming from.
There's no cream involved.
Well, apparently you would at that point.
All right, orgy people. This is Howard Stern type radio, and you guys are straight walking straight out of a porn
you're
site.
You're either hungry or horny.
Yeah, you know what? We're going down that road. I'm going to lead you there. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I notice is that I am... let's face it, folks. I when I wake up in the morning, I got some morning wood, and that means I've got a gigantic flatter off, folks. And what do? I just walk around the house with it. I don't do anything about it. I go to the grocery store. I go
you go to the grocery store with a huge flatter.
Well, you gotta. It's the morning. So we're down that road, folks, and I led you there.
Eggs and boners.
Yes. Or huevos, as they call it in Mexico.
Has to do what they have to do.
Yeah, I can't help it. Listen,
I don't know. If I was a guy and I had a huge rush, I wouldn't go to the grocery store. I'd probably just satisfy myself and then go out in the backyard and kill some squirrels.
Well, this is the thing about the thing about the satisfy yourself is I don't do that.
Well, maybe that's one of your misgivings.
That, honey, I've got a lot of misgivings, and that is one of them. So I have made a lot of mistakes.
So work on satisfying yourself and get it over with and done. Then no one will hear about it anymore.
If you knew what he looked like, you wouldn't even want to put the image of him satisfying himself in your brain. The fact that that is even being talked about.
It's not in someone else's brain. It's not even in, like, a fruit fly's brain.
His eyes are completely black.
There's no brain anywhere going on with that shit.
Okay. His man's brain is in his boner.
Landon? Lamigan's eyes are completely black. He is one of the scariest people I've ever seen. He's disgusting.
And I've done some of the most awful things a human being who has not been criminally convicted has ever done. Folks, I have...
Well, I don't know what to say about that. That's for certain.
Well...
Is it Colin Kaepernick or Kaepernick? Because everyone's saying Kaepernick.
It's Kaepernick, and he's the one who's the football player. Now he's trying to get in the Supreme Court. It's all just a ruse. It's untrue. It's an untruth and a ruse.
Do we still have three people on the phones?
I don't know. Are there...
I'm still on the phone.
And what's your name?
I'm still here.
We got Robert
yes,
and,
I'm here.
And Megan.
Evan.
Evan and Megan?
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you for bringing him up. If you say his name three times...
He kneels.
I have to have my ruby slippers on.
On.
I hung up on Robert.
Well, listen. So I'm going to say something controversial. Folks, we're gonna let you all three go. And we're gonna ask you to maybe call back in a little bit.
Unless you guys want to beg, you have 5 seconds to to stay on the line.
Beg us.
Actually, you hang
Thanks
up.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, okay. What? Well, you're welcome. Is that all of them?
That's all. They're all gone.
I needed to be alone with my thoughts. That was too much.
It feels like we have no listeners, but then when there's three on the air at once and I don't know a single one of them, it's like you could be talking to anybody.
They
and
make
you were
me
just
feel...
telling it, you were talking about your
it
could have been anybody.
They thought that I was being much more gross than I was.
Well,
it's
things
facts
you were
of life, folks.
Well, we got another phone call coming in. They've been really coming in like crazy. You're on the air.
Well, I don't want to be on the air, but why did you hang up on me?
Oh, so you want to, okay, so the reason we hung up on you is because I needed just a second alone with my thoughts, but I'm so sorry. So the reason I hung up on you is because sometimes when there's too many people in my earphones, there's a little echoey effect, and it gives me something along the lines of a seizure, and it makes me feel frightened.
I'll go, and I hope other people will call.
Well, I hope you don't feel discouraged from calling again in the future, because it was just really a big mistake on my behalf, and I just needed to be alone with my thoughts.
She's
for a
gone.
Moment.
We have a new caller on the air.
Okay, hello.
How's it going there?
It's going quite well, my big sir. How are you tonight?
I'm doing quite well. I'm just sitting there with my buddy Dwayne, and we're just over here just riding down the street and just decided to call you.
Did you say you're with your box of wine or your boxy wife? Which one?
This is my buddy Dwayne.
I'm Dwayne.
Mike Dwayne?
Dwayne, I'm on the phone.
Hey.
Dwayne, you want to say what's up? Dolphins.
No.
Go Dolphins. Go Browns.
No. So how y'all doing on the air, man? I'm just sitting riding with my buddy and we y'all talking to y'all.
Listen, can I? Yeah, no, for sure. I'm so glad that you called. Can I do something where I sort of tell you how to drive?
Yo.
Okay, so put your car in drive.
This ain't no tutorial.
Oh, well, I would disagree. Now,
what you think about that?
I say put your foot in that gas pedal and floor it and drive straight.
Yeah, right on there, bro. I'll drink to that one. I'm getting back to the house.
How fast are you driving?
I'm driving about 35.
Double it. Double it. Go 70 and drive until you have to turn. Floor it.
So what y'all was talking about, Kaepernick?
Yeah, we said every time you say his name, if you say his name three times, he kneels.
He kneels, Kaepernick. Come on, Dwayne, you gotta say it with me.
Kaepernick.
Kaepernoggin, you said?
Kaepernaugh.
Kaepernaugh.
He's running for Supreme Court. Kaepernaugh.
No, I thought it was
Kaepernaugh. It's Kaepernaugh, but I'm feeling Kaepernaughty.
Hey, Kaepernaugh's camping out with Kaepernick.
No. I think it's Kaepernick. All right, Kaepernick.
Oh, he just kneeled.
Three times
he just kneeled.
Dude. This made him kneel, man.
You just made him kneel.
I'm standing for, and I'll kneel for.
Can you kneel while driving?
Yeah, I did both. I was chewing some sunflower seeds, you know what I'm saying? Throwing that Cool Ranch.
I'm chewing tobacco.
You chewing some tobacco? I ain't throwing nothing back. You ain't got no lip in.
I've got a lot in my lip. I got a lot of it in my grizzly
long cut.
People ask me, tobacco, and I say, I got a lot of it in my lip.
You ain't got no tobacco. I'm smelling on that piece, though.
I just scooped it out of my mouth, and I'm looking right at it.
Oh, you ain't good looking at it.
You ever swap tobacco with a buddy?
No, man, I ain't never doing no stuff like that. But one time he was like probably about 4 or 5 years ago, man. Yeah, man, baby.
Okay, sir. We are going to have to wrap up your phone call, but we greatly appreciate speaking with you.
So look, it just started thundering and like ramen just fell out the sky, dog. And then I was with Zabuma Food and Lil Windex.
Romney.
Yeah, ramen and thunder and Lil Windex.
Like Mitt Romney?
No, I said Mitt Romney. Y'all hanging up on me.
We had to let him go.
He was a jolly fella, but...
It was unbelievably and undeniably happy.
Tonight has been all about Lee.
He's been the only, besides for the phone calls, he's done the only exciting thing tonight, and that is, Lee, when you decided to shapeshift at a strobe-like pace between Johnny Manziel, also known as Football John.
Well, it was weird because you were a little timid about the shapeshifting ability, then you just did this grand display where you strobed between Pam Anderson and Johnny Manziel, two of my favorite celebrities.
I've got one left.
Okay.
We'll save it for the end of the show.
Okay,
we got 5 minutes left. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216-216- were, none of them were planned, and it was just, it was absolutely a nightmare, to be honest. It was
unethical.
It was unorganized, and we had the three people on at once. I got too excited to choose, so I put them all on.
Well, sometimes you get really frustrated when I can't even hear myself think. Well, I just want to know, do you want to be the caller that gets to witness the final transformation of my friend Lee?
It's a one-time deal.
Lee, you're such a good friend.
Lee, you're such a good friend.
We've always been there for each other.
Except for Sundays.
Sundays, you are gone. You got those season tickets. And I want them.
You can pick one game. One a year.
Okay, well then I pick the Browns games. I pick all of them. Is that okay?
Fair enough. You win.
Oh, crap. Oh, we didn't even... I had so much fun tonight, I didn't even think about my wife who's in a coma.
She can have the tickets.
Ah, oh, come on, that'd just be rotten. I'd probably do a GoFundMe for her. I bet she'd make a pretty penny. So... Yeah, I've just been thinking about presidents today. I can't decide who my favorite is. It's either tossed between Abraham Lincoln and George Washington.
Andrew Jackson? Oh, before we end the show, can I ask you something?
Who?
It's just something really quick, something kind of serious. I have to ask you something, Lamigan.
What?
What's the difference between a vacation and vocation?
Is this a riddle?
No way I'm asking, because I've heard both and I don't know why.
A vacation is something you do for fun. A vocation is something you have to do. Listen, folks, we've got a new page It's a Patreon page. So you go to patreon.com/goodnightshow. And that's night spelled N-I-T-E. On this Patreon page, you can pledge $1 a month and get an additional weekly podcast in which I, Landon Lamigan, go it alone and I speak to you for a short period of time so you can hear more of me and just me for that period of time. And that is $1. And that is Patreon, Patreon.com/ GoodNightShow. Patreon.com/goodnightshow. And it's just one little dollar. And all the dollar does is get you something that you can't get inside this air.
Okay, wrap it up and say bye.
Lee. This little speaker. Lee, yeah, what are you going to... Lee, who are you?
Say bye.
Wait, well, what do you transform into?
Your final form.
3, 2, 1.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, there he is. He looks just like him.
He looks exactly a little bit off.
A little off. Not quite.
It's like a pencil sketch version.
It looks like you look like a cartooner a little bit, but I can see it.
Shorter.
Shorter, definitely.
Okay, go back to Pam Anderson.